We're back Thirsty Thursdays here on Real Talk with Dee. We have our next guest in the building. We have Miss Allison Black. Allison, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, just hanging in there. And for the listeners who may not know who Allison Black is, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm Allison Blackman, and I'm also known as Lace or Advice Sister Allison. I'm a life and career expert. I write about beauty, fashion, love, sex, intimacy, you name it. I have three websites. I've been online a long time, and I don't know what we're going to be talking about today. It's hard act to follow when you're, you know, following a supermodel, but I think we're going to have a really lively discussion.
Well, relationships and the words leather and lace are always interesting topics.
That's true. It's funny. I just came back from Puerto Rico. I officiated a wedding. I'm not a minister. I did it for a friend. And, of course, you know, when you're, you know, there at a beautiful resort, everyone wants to talk about their relationships and how they met. This couple actually met online, you know, on an online dating site. And it kind of surprised me. I mean, there were people, obviously, of all ages there. And, you know, we were talking about dating and how people get together. And, you know, we were talking about all our bad dating stories. Like, what's the worst date you ever had?
Oh, man. Let me see. I don't know. My date's usually pretty because I'll find an exit. You know, I'll find a way to get out of it if it's not going the way I think it should, you know.
Did you ever, like, just say, like, later for this and just put down the money and leave? You know, because I've heard people
with that
room,
I always found some excuse, you know. I always found some excuse to get out of it if it wasn't the date I was looking for, you know. I just ended early.
I always say that people think dating should be fun, but in truth, it really isn't. It's kind of like a job interview. I mean, it's people think dating is entertainment. It's a process of elimination. It's not a process of selection. You know, it's only fun after you meet somebody you like. Until you find someone you like, it's really pretty hellacious, you know, because you come all with expectations. And then when the date doesn't turn out right, you're like, oh, my God, I have to sit through, like, another moment of this person I don't want to be with. And it's disappointing. And it really surprises me that people get together at all. I mean, the law of averages is that you have to go through a lot of toads before you find somebody you like. You have to really know what you're looking for.
In 5 seconds of meeting somebody, that's when you would know, I guess, if you're attracted to them, right?
That's if you're attracted to the outside, and that has to do with lust. I mean, to know if you, I mean, when you ask somebody, I mean, I'm not a matchmaker. I'm a relationship expert. But if you just ask somebody, what are you looking for? Like, if you ask a woman, the first thing, particularly a young woman, they'll say, good looks, hot car, lots of money. But when you really think about it, underneath, the things that really matter in a relationship are like, you know, if you like to live in the country and he wants to go party all night at city clubs, you're not compatible. If you want children
right.
and he doesn't, you're not compatible. If you religion means a lot to you and it doesn't mean anything to him, you're not compatible. Those aren't
right.
the things that you really think of off the top of your head when you're meeting somebody at first, but the prince or princess of your heart could walk right by you. And if you don't know what those things are that are really intrinsic to what you need, that person's going to walk right by you and right out of your life, and you'll never notice them because the perfect person doesn't come in a package that you can recognize often.
Do you think that's why a lot of people end up in divorce, because they look for the wrong things to begin with?
Well, I think that's probably true. But I also think that you know, that there was a book, when I wrote my first book, which was about 1995, another book came out about the same time called The Rules, and it was a blockbuster hit because it basically said, if you hike up your skirt, you wear a lot of lipstick, you say what he wants to say here, and you basically take everything that is the essence of yourself and you hide it, then he will be attracted to what he thinks you are. He will marry you, and then you'll get him. What they don't say when you close the book is nobody can live a lie forever, so then all of a sudden you're going to revert back to yourself because nobody can, like, keep it up forever. And then you're going to turn into the person you really are, and he's going to turn around and say, I don't like you. I don't want to be with you and divorce you. And by the way, the two women who wrote that book apparently not only split up with each other as co-authors, but with their husbands as well. So getting back to your question, I think you have to be authentic, and I think you have to know what you want, and I think you have to put it out there. I think the other person who's looking for you has to know that you're what they're looking for. I mean, I really do. I mean, in the book that I wrote, with my twin sister, who's no longer with us, but we were the Advice Sisters, which is a U.S. registered trademark, so I'm still the Advice Sisters on one of my websites. We basically said you've got to sit down and think about all the things you really want in a relationship, and then when you go out, it doesn't matter how good-looking somebody is. That's nice, but underneath the hood of the car, you've got to see what the engine has. And then
right.
You'll be able to recognize more than
now,
just
I was going to ask, how often do you run across couples that aren't compatible but found themselves in a relationship anyway?
All the time, because people fall in lust. What they see is a bright, shiny object they like, and then they get into things that they're not equipped to handle. I think that people who are attracted to what's on the outside often think with the wrong part of their body. Certainly men do. You know, I happen to like The Millionaire Matchmaker. I don't know if you watch that show, but that Patty Stanger always says the penis does the picking. Well, when it comes to men, I think that's really true. They don't, all these men on that show, she says, oh, what's your celebrity crush? And it's always Cameron Diaz or it's Jessica Alba. It's some hot girl. And they never say, well, I'm looking for somebody who's got brains and who will amuse me. But in the end, if they don't get somebody who's smart, too, you know, they're going to wake up a year or two later and they've heard everything that she said like 50 times over and go, oh, my God, just go away. You're boring.
No, as you say that, in my experience, the more beautiful the women has been in my life have been kind of more crazier.
Well, I mean,
that's
not to say that you can't be beautiful and smart. But I really think that, you know, particularly when it comes to, I'm just going to go back to online dating for a minute because we were laughing over these horrible online dates that people get, both young and old. But, you know, when you're looking at somebody from a photo, you're not really, the first thing you're thinking about is what they look like, not what their intrinsic qualities are. You know, and so, you know, it's pretty funny. I mean, when you think about it, it's really just sort of like looking through a book of, like looking at a fashion magazine and going, ooh, that's pretty. But it's just a numbers game, you know. And, I mean, I heard so many bad dating stories this weekend that were hilariously funny, I can't tell you. I mean, we could laugh about, we only have, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes, but I could fill hours of your time with them. We'd be hooting.
Shoot for one. Let's hear something. Let's hear something that'll make our listeners think.
This one came from an older woman who was very good looking, smart, accomplished older woman who said that a man contacted her. I won't give you the online dating site. It isn't fair. But apparently he wrote her these very long letters, and they started to have a pattern. I mean, they sounded familiar. I mean, the wording sounded familiar, and they were long and complicated. And then she figured it out, and she realized that he was sending her Bob Marley songs. he was interspersing them with some, like, wording, but he was basically quoting Bob Marley.
Yeah, no woman, no cry, right?
I know, and let's get together and feel all right. Yeah.
That is funny right there.
I mean, you could just die from these things, really. Or another
three
man
little birds.
Went to a friend of mine and said that he was looking for a woman because he wanted to find out if he wanted one. Well, there's a great grab your attention right there. I'd go out with him, wouldn't you? I mean, wow.
That is, I mean, so funny.
Oh, I mean, there was another one. This isn't actually an online dating story, but it's one of my favorites. Well, I can't actually. I don't think I could tell you this one because it would give the guy's name away. But I mean, there are just so many funny ones. I mean, I mean, bad dating stories are my forte. I mean, there was a guy, for instance, who said he was a psychiatrist. Oh, I love this one too. And he took the girl out on a date, and they went to like a Starbucks or something like that. By the way, I do recommend for everybody that you do not go out to dinner or to a movie, that you really do have a coffee date. So if it stinks, you haven't wasted any time and you haven't wasted any money. You could have your coffee and flee. And if you really like each other, you can graduate to dinner or lunch or whatever. But
right.
Anyway, the guy came in and sat down and started to talk to this woman. And as he was talking to her, by the way, this is a psychiatrist, he was quietly putting the salt and the pepper and the Splenda and the sugar, and the cups in his pockets. And he was just like, he was a kleptomaniac. He was putting everything in his pockets, and he walked out with all of it. I mean, you really, you know. Well, maybe
that
we can graduate to another topic. But I mean, I just
this is good entertainment
and,
right here.
I mean, we could just laugh about these things all day long.
Yeah, but a lot of people get their hearts broke when it comes to relationships. You know, I know you probably had a lot of people come to you for advice as far as, you know, maybe a divorce they're going through or a woman who wants to leave them or a man who wants to leave her. You know, is there anything that pops out that you could say, you know, this happened to this person and give us an example of what happened in the situation?
Well, first of all, I mean, I have two websites that are relationship-oriented right now, and I have a partner, a male partner, Tony Sabatini, and we do sort of this double take, his and hers, so he gives a view and I give a view because men really think very differently from women. And it's not just him. I mean, men's mindsets are very, very different. So the leatherandlaceadvice.com website is a general website about friendship and dating and love and all of that, and then the leatherandlacespice.com website is more about sex and intimacy. So they're very different kinds of topics. But I think what really stands out for me is that people really agonize about things in a very, very generic way. I mean, what we think is really special to just us is really something that everybody feels the same way about things. We all worry we're not normal. We all think our heart will never heal. We all think that people talk about us. We all think everybody saw us kissing the neighbor, if that's what we're doing, or whatever we shouldn't be doing. We all agonize that we were too fat. I mean, I could go on and on and on. And what most people are looking for is just a little bit of encouragement and validation and comfort that they're normal and that they're okay. And we really try to do that. We don't judge. We don't moralize. There is no such thing in my book as normal. The only things that we try to encourage positive feelings and intimacy and acceptance, and the only things we don't encourage are violence and any kind of abuse of children, animals, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, I don't really think that there's a bar for normal. And the more that I work with sex and intimacy, the more I think that as long as people are consenting adults and it's okay for them, then they shouldn't agonize over it, that if it's something they want to do, it's okay. Nothing really stands out to me as being unique. I mean, I will say that at least on leatherandlacespice.com, the number one search term we get, which totally blows my mind, is that people are asking about information about ménage à trois, and they want to watch their spouses. I mean, I don't, but apparently a lot of people do, and they're searching for it. I have no idea if this is a new
trend. What do you think that
not.
Is about? Like, what do you think people get out of
I think that people want to push the envelope. There's a lot of questions we get about kind of wanting to have a thrill, a risky thrill. Maybe it's adding spice into a relationship that's a little stale. I'm not sure that.
That would turn me away from a, you know, that'd make me want to just get the hell out of there.
Well,
you know,
I'm
like,
sure
I couldn't picture a man touching my wife.
You know, I don't think that there are, some people are not very creative in their thinking, so maybe this is the best way they feel they can do it, or maybe they're just adrenaline junkies. There is a Mile High Club for a reason. You know, people like to do that.
Right.
So, you know, I can't really, I don't know who these people are. I mean, they're all, our readers are all over the world, and, you know, we don't know them personally.
Right.
But that is the number one search term that we get. You know, all among the broken hearts, and I really like this person, and he doesn't like me, or why won't he commit, and, you know, all the things that you would expect, and you know something, and I've been doing this for over two decades, emotion is emotion. The person whose heart is breaking in Bombay is the same as in Brooklyn. It's no different. I mean, we may feel culturally different, but how we handle it is different, but how we feel as people is intensely the same.
Right. It's love is love.
You know?
You know? I agree.
You know, and love is love, and people are searching for it everywhere, and heartbreak is heartbreak. And that's really the questions we get mostly are, you know, how do I handle something that's keeping me up at night? And we do our best to do that. We're not doctors. We have really cool stories. And you know what? I mean, I think it's what made Anne and Abby, you know, the advice columnists who dealt with a wide variety of subjects that we don't, because, you know, we're trying to focus on relationships and just relationships. But
right.
Even if it's not your issue, people always like to read about other people's issues, or maybe they have a friend, a coworker, a relative, a neighbor who has that issue and they want to help them. Everyone likes to peek into someone else's life a little bit. So it's like reality TV, but it's real, you know, and you can read somebody's question. We whitewash everything. If you see something on our website and you think it's somebody you know, it isn't. I mean, we keep the core of a question, but we completely change everything else because we want to maintain the privacy and safety of the people who feel free to write to us. And by the way, if people are listening and they want to write to us, they can. We have a contact us on our website, and they can anonymously send us questions, and we welcome them, and we welcome their comments on the questions we have up there, too. In fact, we love it if people would do that. And you guys can do it too.
It probably teaches a lot of people, you know, the questions they want to ask, you know.
You know what? People are amazing,
right.
And we learn from them. I mean, every day is a new adventure. I mean, we're all unique in the way we look at things. And you know, as I just finished saying that, you know, everybody's emotion is the same, but everybody's situation is unique. So, you know, when it amazes me, because I'm doing this online a long time, that cloaked in the anonymity of the Internet, people tell you things that are very, very intimate, although we won't post them. They tell you things, and you become like a virtual best friend for them. And, you know, they trust you. And it takes time to build up trust, but, you know, I've been doing this with people all over the world, and they reach out to you because maybe there's nobody else they can talk to, or maybe you know, they don't want to tell their mother, their friend, their counselor, their minister, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll reach out to you and tell you things that you just can't believe. It's a big world out there. Well, you probably get them because you talk to people on the radio too, but you know, it's pretty astounding.
Oh yeah, I believe that. I guess people just I'm not going to say they hide behind the computer, but that gives them a way of, like you said, going at the situation, you know, instead of, like, going to a place and seeing somebody face-to-face, like a psychiatrist or something, and saying, look, I have this problem. It's probably easier for them to get on the computer and, you know, blah, 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 and say this and say that, so they're more open to...
Well, we're accessible. They can get to us. They can pour a glass of wine or a cup of coffee and pour out their troubles to us 24/7, and we're like their family pet, you know. We'll sit there and we'll listen, and then we'll try to respond. But we're responsible in what we do. You know, we don't claim to have all the answers, but we'll do our best to try to give them a springboard board from which they can, you know, we believe that people have the intelligence to really get themselves unstuck. They just need a little push. I mean, if they're not really mentally ill, if somebody is really, really, you know, suicidal or that distressed, we can't handle their problem. We'll tell them to immediately call a suicide hotline or go to a professional. I mean, what we do is get people unstuck who are, you know, walking around kind of worried. We are
right.
not a substitute for mental health professionals. But we can
mm-hmm.
help people who, you know, just sort of want an extra opinion. And it works for most people, and we're happy to provide that service. We also
mm-hmm.
will view it for people, you know, as private clients, but that's mostly we're just online doing it on leatherandlaceadvice.com and spice.com. So, you know, it's an interesting life. That's for sure.
I hear that. And this is 24 hours a day that you
well,
are
we're not
able
up
to...
24 hours a day, but people can send us emails, and able, we'll answer them. And if, you know, we have to queue things up as we feel they're relevant. If
right.
we feel the question is going to be, you know, something of interest to the readers, we will answer the question, and as we can put them up, we're only two of us, so we generally put up a reader question of the week, and then, you know, we will answer one a week. If we got more sponsors, we would be able to do more than we do, but right now the websites are just about 6 months and a year old. Leather and Lace Advice is a little bit older, but there's only so much we can do. We're just two people at this point. We hope at some point to expand, and we would like to provide real-time online, you know, by Skype or you know, some sort of
like stream online.
Yeah, like doing some sort of counseling in by typing or real time, but we don't have that capability at the moment. We do
uh-huh.
it on another site, but only occasionally.
Yeah. Tell our listeners some of those sites again that you they can contact you guys.
The general site, which you could even let your teenage daughter send in a question, is leatherandlaceadvice.com. And the more intimate site, which is not pornographic, but we talk about intimate sex and intimacy issues, is leatherandlaceadvice.com. And then my beauty and fashion website is advicesisters.com. And you can find us on Twitter at leatherlaceadv and at leatherandlaceadvice.com. And you can also find the icons on our website, you know, at the top of our website. So you can go there, find our Facebook page, our Google, all that great stuff. So, and we'd love it if people will come to the websites, click on Contact Us, send us a question. You don't have to put your name on it if you don't want, but or you can use a pseudonym or whatever you want to do and make comments
on
some of the messages.
What's next for you guys? What do y'all have planned?
Well, we're trying to set up an e-commerce store where we can sell some, you know, things that are of interest to enhance romance. And by that, I mean, you know, fun things, candles and maybe, you know, things like that, maybe some kind of fun adult objects and so forth. And we'd like to do some speaking engagements and maybe write a book. And who knows? Be on TV. Become rich and famous, travel the world. I don't know. We'll see. These sites are new, and we've only been working together about a year. But we love what we do, and I hope it shows. And we love helping people, and it's our passion. And we'd like to spread passion to everyone else.
And you said it was you and your late sister started, you said a couple years back, and then you joined up with Mail.
I started with my sister in 1995. We were actually, we wrote books together, and we started on the Internet. I was already on the Internet providing content, you know, writing advice columns and so forth. But we started writing books, so we used the Internet to promote the books. And we were on America Online and their loved AOL chat room. And AOL coined the phrase advice sisters because we were giving advice about love. So we trademarked it. and we became the Advice Sisters. So it's a U.S. registered trademark. When my sister died, I kept it because, you know, I loved my twin sister.
Right.
She was my best friend, my business partner, my co-author. But then with Tony, I'm Leather and Lace, and Leather and Lace was named after, really after the Stevie Nicks song that she sings with Don Henley, because my husband loves Stevie Nicks. So Stevie, if you're listening, my husband loves you. But it's also a provocative name, and it really goes pretty well with the idea that men and women think differently. And the song says, give to me your leather, take from me my lace, which means that, you know, women have sort of one kind of aspect and men have another.
Right, right. I'm sure our listeners are definitely going to be catching up with you guys. Cause it sounds very interesting and, you know, sounds fun. You know, for the most part. Is there anybody you want to give a shout out to, maybe give a thanks to?
Well, I'd like to thank you guys for having me back on your show. I know we didn't get much time to talk the other night, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to thank my partner, Tony, who unfortunately can't be here tonight. He had a personal engagement that he had to be on, so had to be at. So I want to thank him, and I want to thank all my loyal, you know, fans and readers who help support us, and your listeners, too, who are listening tonight. Thanks so much.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Tell our listeners those websites again and the social media sites, and they'll definitely get at you.
Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity. One site is leatherandlaceadvice.com. The more adult one is leatherandlacespice.com. The beauty, fashion, and lifestyle website is advicesisters.com. And I'm at advicesisters, at Leather Lace ADV, and at Leather and Lace Spy. Or if you just want, you can go to any of the websites, and there are all of the social medias right at the top and icons, and all our contact information is there. We'd love to hear from you.
There you have it, guys. Today's Thirsty Thursdays. Definitely check out Leather and Lace, Leather and Lace Spice. And we appreciate you being on the show today and hope to have you back on. We're going to take a quick break real quick. Just hang on for me, sweetie. Blocker, 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 yeah. That's what we